Good morning, Grade 1 learners. Welcome to the Education Zone, brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. I am your English facilitator, Mrs. Manjoro. I hope you are ready to do some work. Do you remember the last lesson we had? We heard a story about why the lion roars. I asked you to model your favorite wild animal. Did you make a model of a hyena, an elephant, a snake, a lion? Oh, so many beautiful wild animals. Does your model have legs or a tail? I'm sure you did well. Well done. Today, I want you to talk about yourself. Say what you do at home and say what you do at school. I want you to listen to this very short song. Do you know my name? Do you know my name? My name is Mrs. Manjoro. I live in Harare, Harare. Well, that was me telling you my name and where I live. I'm going to sing it again in case you did not get it the first time. Ready? Do you know my name? Do you know my name? My name is Mrs. Manjoro. I live in Harare, Harare. All right, girls and boys. Whenever you talk about yourself, first say your name. That is how you introduce yourself. Did you hear me saying my name? When you are introducing yourself, you start by saying your name. Like saying, myself, myself. My name is Lincoln. Or, my name is Tafadzwa. Or saying, I am Olwetu. I am Nisi. I am Frederick. I am Farai. So many beautiful names out there, boys and girls. Right now, I want you to introduce yourself to the person or people you are with. Tell them who you are. Just pretend you are meeting them for the first time. Start by saying, my name is. Then you say your name. Did you introduce yourself? I hope you were able to say, my name is Matipa, or my name is Patrick, or my name is Zenzo. I hope you were able to say your name properly. Now, remember, at the beginning of this lesson, I said we are talking about what we do at home as well as what we do at school. Now we want to sing Five in a Family. I will need you to stand up and show me five. Put your hand up and show me five as we sing Five in a Family. Are you ready to sing with me? All right, here we go. Five in a family, five in a family. Who are we? Who are we? Mother, father, sister, brother, and me. And me, and me, me, me. Right, now we are going to do it again. Sing with me, Five in a Family. Let's go. Five in a family, five in a family. Who are we? Who are we? Mother, father, sister, brother, and me. And me, and me, me, me. Very good, boys and girls. Now you may sit down and listen. Are you the baby in the house? Do you have younger siblings? I'm sure you do a lot of things at home. Your parents and your guardians provide you with a home. They are the ones you probably expect to provide all the other things you need. These are things such as clothes. They provide you with food. Even the radio you are listening to as well. The radio you are listening to as well as other things. What do you do in the home? What is your job? Are you the one who always creates the mess in the house? Or you are the responsible one? The one who tidies up after playing with his or her toys? There are many things that people do at home. Tell the people at home what you do. Tell them the work that you do at home. What do people at home know you usually or always do? Well, I hope you had some good things to say you do at home. Some of you might have said, I sweep the yard. I wash the plates. I water the garden. And some of you even set the table. I know you are good boys and girls. Give yourself a pat on the back for being a good helper. Now it is time to look at what you do at school. If I was to meet your teacher and your classmates today, what would they tell me about you? What would they say you do at school? Are you the learner who is known for being naughty or being a bully? Or are you the learner who helps others? The one who obeys the school rules and works hard? I hope you are the one who works hard at school. If I asked your teacher and your classmates, I'm sure they would say, you sweep the classroom, you play well with others, you sing well at assembly, and you run very fast at athletics. Now, I want you to sing a song with me. I will sing slowly to you the first time so that you can sing each line after me, and then we can sing it again together. Are you ready? All right, let's go. This is the way I write my work, write my work, write my work. This is the way I write my work early in the morning. This is the way I tidy up, tidy up. This is the way I tidy up early in the morning. This is the way I pass my books. This is the way I pass my books early in the morning. This is the way I sweep the classroom. This is the way I sweep the classroom early in the morning. Very good. Now, let's sing it together and do the actions. Pretend you are actually doing the work. Let's sing together. This is the way I write my work, write my work, write my work. This is the way I write my work early in the morning. This is the way I tidy up. This is the way I tidy up early in the morning. This is the way I pass my books. This is the way I pass my books early in the morning. This is the way I sweep the classroom. This is the way I sweep the classroom early in the morning. Very good, girls and boys. Clap hands for yourself. Well done. Now, I want you to say out loud what you do at school. All right. Did you say what you do at school? Well done. If you said, I color my drawings nicely. Or, I play well with others. Maybe you said, I run very fast during athletics. Or, I always greet elders politely. Maybe you said, I always help others with their work. Well done. Well, learners, we have come to the end of our lesson. We have talked about ourselves. We have said what we do at home. And we have also said what we do when we are at school. It is important for us to always try to be good boys and girls who help others, who help their parents, who help at home, and who also help at school. For today's homework, I want you to draw two pictures. One picture will show what you do when you are at home. In the first picture, draw yourself doing what you do at home. In the second picture, I want you to draw yourself at school. You must show what you'll be doing when you are at school in the picture. Continue doing good things at home and keep doing good things when you go back to school. Until our next lesson, from me, your grade 1 English facilitator, Mrs. Manjoro, I say stay safe and stay tuned. Goodbye.